I don't know about you, but I feel like it's time for another Mac Break. I'm Leo Laporte. Jason Snell is here with a gem, a Mac gem from Macworld Magazine. Hey, Jason.
Good to be back.
What do you have for us today?
It's a program from Shirt Pocket Software called Super Duper.
Neither of us have pockets on our
shirts. I know. But if we did, this would be perfect. It costs $28, but actually a lot of the features are there for free.
It's funny you should bring this up because I just discovered this like 3 days ago, and it's a fantastic backup program.
It's amazing. You know, it used to be with Mac OS 9, you could actually take your system folder and drag it to another Mac
and
then reboot.
Right.
And you can't do that with OS 10. There's lots of hidden stuff there. You just can't do it. So Super Duper, it's great for moving house.
Right.
It, unless you're going from PowerPC to Intel, then don't use it because the systems are different. But if you're just switching from one to another,
and
it's
great. And this is universal binary.
It is, yes.
But just don't copy your system from
Right, because there's a PowerPC system and an Intel system. But if you're moving within Intel or within PowerPC, it's great. And it's a great backup tool. It's not an incremental backup tool, but if you've got like a drive and you want to do a one-shot backup and then take that drive somewhere else to keep your file safe, it's great for that. And not only will it sync one of your drives to another drive with a full copy, but then it does this thing called Smart Update.
I like this feature.
Where when you press the button, instead of copying all 80 gigabytes from one drive to another, it looks through, sees what's changed, and pushes the stuff that's changed over.
So it's an imager.
So it takes a lot faster.
It's an imager, but it's a smart imager. So it makes the image initially, which you can boot from, by the way.
Exactly.
But then you can also add to it if files have changed. So you're not kind of stuck with this history image.
And it's even got some very clever little features where you can kind of do a, it's not a real backup, it's a sandbox where you sort of copy some things but not other things if you want to try out a different version of the system software. When Leopard comes out and we're all kind of like in between Leopard and Tiger, you actually can sort of set up the sandbox where you try Leopard but it has access to your files in Tiger and you can choose which one to boot into. When you pay, you get some extra features. One of the features that you get is scheduling. One of the things, the way I actually back up a system that I have at home, at 2 in the morning, Super Duper launches. And it does a smart update to an external drive I have, and then it quits.
That's one thing. You do really want to use this with an external drive, or a second drive, not with the main drive.
Yeah, and then you can walk away with it and bring in another one. It's not the same as using Retrospect or something like that, but especially for media files and when you've got huge files and you want to make sure they're backed up, you can buy an external drive, you can use Super Duper, and the best thing is it's a bootable drive. So if you're copying to a FireWire drive, and your internal drive boots or dies, you can actually just stick it in and reboot off of your external and your backup.
I use it to back up my photos from iPhoto and my music from iTunes, and I just find that's really useful to have those backed up.
Yeah, it's worth it, and especially for the low price of free. It will let you do a clone absolutely for free. So if you're moving house or you want a one-time backup, no scheduling or anything like that, it's free.
Does this supersede Carbon Copy Cloner?
Yeah, I think so. Carbon Copy Cloner was the first to do this and did a pretty good job of it. And it's still good, but Super Duper has it over Carbon Copy Cloner when it comes to the UI. This is one of the most attractive user interfaces I've seen in a utility like this. It explains everything in plain language. It says, here's what I'm going to do. And then as it's doing it, you know, some of this stuff, when it goes down into the Unix subsystem, you get a progress bar that doesn't move, and it sits there for 2 hours, and it's done. It's got a good progress bar, and it's actually got a checklist of everything that it's doing, and as it does them all, it checks them off. And so you always know where you are, you always know what it's doing, you know what the end result is going to be, and the guys at Shirt Pocket really worked very hard to make it that nice an experience.
Super Duper from Shirt Pocket Software, $27.95, but free actually does most of what you want it to do.
That's right, at shirt-pocket.com.
Macworld.com for the Mac gems, and of course, Macworld Magazine. Every month, I wouldn't go anywhere without it.